Another scream escaped from my lips as Morgan's foot made hard contact with my ribs, sending a sickening crack through the air. The blood that filled my mouth was as familiar as the air in my lungs. I could feel the sharp pull of the tears that were gathering in my eyes and begging to escape.
"And this is for being the worthless piece of trash you are,"
he yelled as his fist collided with my cheek, which caused me to fall flat on the floor, wheezing for air as my tears and blood became one on the floor. He scoffed as he wiped the sweat from his forehead.
"Now, get up and make yourself presentable,"
he said as I continued fighting for precious air to reach my starving lungs.
"I said, get up,"
he growled angrily once he realized that I hadn't moved and delivered yet another kick to my ribs. A whimper escaped from my lips as I forced my weak arms to hoist me up. Morgan laughed at me as I stumbled and fell a couple times. Once he realized that I couldn't get up on my own, he roughly grabbed me by my brown locks and pulled me up. I had to bite my bottom lip to keep the scream that was climbing up my throat at bay as my scalp burned.
"Your dress is in your room. Make yourself presentable,"
he whispered harshly in my ear before he let go of my hair and stalked off.
"And how good you clean up tonight determines when your next beating's going to be."
I nodded silently as I watched him disappear through the door that led to the rest of the pack house. I mutely stood there for a good 3 minutes before I hurried out of the annex of the pack house, stepping over the whips and other things that Morgan used to beat me with. I hurried through the maze of hallways and stairs before I finally emerged into the pack house where the pack members were laughing and joking, but all of the laughter and smiles stopped once I walked in. I kept my head down and silently made my way through the kitchen and hurried up the stairs toward my room. People thought that I was Morgan's prized possession and that we were a loving couple who'd give up anything for each other because that was what he wanted them to see. That was why he never hit my face too hard, and when he did hit me, he made sure that it was light enough for it to easily heal over by the time I made it out of the annex. I cradled my ribs, pain moving through me like a wave as I did, causing me to silently hiss as I made my way up to my room. I flipped on the lights to see an elegant dress draped across my bed that I could already tell would reveal more of me than I was comfortable with. My room was the smallest in the whole pack house, despite everyone's belief. My bed was barely big enough to hold me, and my sheets were covered in dirt and blood from my beatings. I didn't have a TV or any nice furniture. I only had a bed, a closet full of beautiful clothes I was only to wear when Morgan instructed me to do so, and a single picture, which I had stashed between my mattress and my bed frame. I effortlessly pushed the dress aside and pulled the special picture from its hiding spot. It was the only thing that distracted me from my awful life or brought me peace. In the picture was a handsome man and woman with bright eyes and warm smiles, their laughter forever frozen in time. In their arms rested two young children, one boy and one girl, with smiles that matched their parents. A small smile spread across my lips, causing my face to ache from the once familiar action. I gently caressed the photo as the memories came flooding back.